हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं, यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम्। यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः, वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं समगाः। ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनो यस्यान्तन्न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः। देवाय तस्मै नमः। ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः। ये कम्प्लीटेड् उपोद्घातभाष्यम् ऑफ भगवद्गीता एंड वेर टुवर्ड्स द एंड शंकर भगवत्पादा कंक्लूडेड सेइंग what is the last sentence sarva karma sanyasa purvakat atmajnanat na anyatah nivrittih. Important underlined sentence. Sarva karma sanyasa purvakat atmajnanat anyatah na nivrittih. See, to teach you what I have to teach today, we all have to remember this sentence of Shankara Bhagavatpada. What is this sentence? What does this sentence say? Anyatah na nivrittihi means there's no way of resolving. There's no resolution possible at all of samsara. What can we say? There's no other way of resolving samsara. There's no resolution possible at all of samsara other than having the ascertained doubt-free vision of the Atma. Atma Jnana Nishtha. And Atma Jnana Nishtha, the assimilated, ascertained vision of the truth obtaining as one's own self is possible only if a person pursues this knowledge, having knowledge as his priority to the exclusion of all other pursuits. Means the total commitment is required for accomplishing anything. The total commitment is required. Even to pass your chemistry, physics degrees, you must be focused. Attention must be totally available. You must be committed to the pursuit or knowledge of anything to exclusion of everything else, to excel well in any field. And here also, Atma Jnana Nishtha, not simply Atma Jnanam, Atma Jnana Nishtha, in order to be able to remain always as oneself. Atma Jnana Nishtha means what? To be able to remain always oneself, to abide in oneself, to have the clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision of the reality obtaining as oneself. One must be committed to the pursuit of jnanam to the exclusion of all other pursuits, which alone is said to be sarva karma sanyasa purvakat atma jnana nishtat anyataha na nivrittihi. Doesn't mean one should take sannyasa. What it means, your priority should become atma jnanam, and you must be totally committed to the pursuit of jnanam, which means your attention must be taken away from everything else. That is the meaning. Which means no more interest in karma, karma phalani, and kamya karmani. So, atma jnana nishtha purvakat, atma jnana, sanyasa, sarva karma sanyasa purvakat, atma jnana nishtha, nishtat anyataha sanyasa, samsarasya na nivrittihi. That was the teaching. Now, Okay, he concluded his saying, therefore, we all must pursue jnanam. Therefore, this Bhagavad Gita should be understood. Therefore, he wanted to write commentary. So, aham viranam karishyami, he explained. But now, before he starts writing, Purba Pakshi comes. So, today, the portion which I am going to read is of the Purva Pakshi. He, Purva Pakshi, is going to say diagonally opposite to some, what he said. Thank God, not diagonally opposite. He adds something more to that. He will say exactly, he repeat the whole sentence. And he'll say, no, knowledge alone is not enough. Merely by having the ascertained vision of the self, moksha is not attained. Okay, that is his argument. Here a Purva Pakshi comes. Let us see the Purva Pakshi here. What does he say? And before I'm going to say also, let me explain to you who exactly is this Purva Pakshi. Okay, I'm going to read here. This Purva Pakshi is not, Purva Pakshi does not belong, Purva Pakshi, the objectioner, the one who raises his question, one who presents his doubt here. Purva Pakshi, the person of different view, does not belong to any of these, the Nastika Darshana. He's not a philosopher of Nastika Darshanani. He's not a philosopher of even Astika Darshanani. In fact, he is himself a Vaidikaha. A Purva Pakshi here is a Vaidikaha himself. Not Vaidika means even a Mimamsaka is a Vaidika. He accepts the Karmakanda. He is not even a Purva Mimamsaka. He is another Vedanti himself. Who accepts the entire Veda Shastram as the Pramana. The Purva Pakshi here is proper Vaidikaha, who accepts the entire Veda Shastram as the Pramana Grantaha. When I say we, Vedantinaha, Advaita Vedantinaha, also accept the entire Veda Shastram as the Pramana Grantaha. Visishta Advaitinaha accept the entire Veda Shastram as the Pramana Grantaha. Madhu Samprayinaha accept the entire Veda Shastram as the Pramana Grantaha. That's why Madhu Sampradayinaha, Ramana Sampradayinaha, Visishta Advaitinaha, Smartha, this Vaidika Sampradaya, all of Shankara, this Advaita Sampradayinaha, all of them accept Veda Shastram as the Pramana Grantaha. So all of them are Vaidikaha only. So here, the person who, he is also Advaiti. Advaita Vedanti himself is a Purva Pakshi. Oh, how can Advaita Vedanti be in a Purva Pakshi for another Advaita Vedanti? He also accepts the teaching of the Upanishads. And he also accepts the non-duality being the absolute reality. He accepts the vastunaha ekatvam, oneness of the reality, non-duality of the reality, secondlessness of the reality, he accepts. So he has no problem. But the problem is, when he says the entire Veda Shastram should be accepted as the Veda Shastram, when he says, karma upasana kandas, Vedasya Purva Bhagaha, the first part of the Veda Shastram also should be equally given importance and reverence. And the later part, Veda Anta Shastram, also should be given equally importance and reverence. And Veda Shastram, one Shastram presents two in different Shastrams. One text presents two different Shastrams. We know very well. The Purva Bhagaha presents the Shastram called Karma Shastram. For that, Anubandha Chatushtam is different. The later part, Jnana Shastram, Moksha Shastram, Vedanta Anta Bhagaha of Veda, which dispresses the Jnana Shastram, Karmoksha Shastram, different texts. The Anubandha Chatushtayam is different. Anubandha Chatushtayam of the Veda Anta Bhaga is different from Anubandha Chatushtayam of the Veda Purva Bhaga. So two different shastrams, the two different Anubandha Chatushtayams are presented by one text called Veda for people of different levels. And the two disciplines are presented for all, every individual to go through these two disciplines. And ultimately to accomplish the ultimate, to enjoy the benefit. This is Shruti Mata presents this. So in Veda Purva Bhagaha, there is acceptance of our perception. Our perception, the human perception, is accepted in the Purva Bhaga. When you say human perception accepted in the Purva Bhaga, what does it mean? The knower non-duality is accepted. Division is accepted. Jiva Ishvara Bhedaha is accepted. As every individual different. Jiva Jiva Bhedaha is accepted. Jiva Ishvara Bhedaha is accepted. Ishvara Jagat Bhedaha is accepted. Jiva Jagat Bhedaha is accepted. Divisions are accepted. Differences are accepted. Duality is accepted. Plurality is accepted. Everything is accepted. The acceptance of this duality, plurality, multiplicity, divisions and differences is based on acceptance of our perception. So accepting these divisions and differences based on our perception, Veda Shastram prescribes rituals, prescribes the disciplines, so the rituals to be performed, to invoke the grace of Devatas, Ishvara, to enjoy, to accomplish Artha Kamas required for this living this life. There itself, the Shastram also prescribes Upasanas, to the disciplines to be practiced for disciplining our mind. So these are all prescribed. So Veda Shastram does not teach us duality there. Duality is something, divisions, something is already naturally known to us. Without studying the Shastram also, we all know I am different from God. God is different from me. I am different from everybody else. The dualities need not be taught by the Shastram, which we already know. This is how we perceive. In our perception, in our experience, the differences are real. So, accepting our perception, accepting our based on our experiences, Shastram also accepts the doership. There's a karta. Every jivaha is a karta. The doership is accepted. Enjoyership is accepted. The law of karma is accepted. Of course, how real are they? They are not unreal. Duality is not unreal. Differences are not unreal. Divisions are not unreal. Law of karma is not unreal. Doership, enjoyership is not unreal. All relatively real. Relatively real. And we have Jnana, Veda Anta Bhagaha, where whatever the duality becomes negated, divisions become negated, differences become negated, that non-duality is established, oneness is established. So oneness, non-duality, or secondlessness of the reality is established. So the kartrutvam, the doership is negated, enjoyership is negated. Where are the divisions? Differences become negated. Divisions become negated, which we do not know. And only by studying the Shastram from another standpoint of Upanishad gives us a different perspective. from another standpoint. So these two different shastras obtaining within one textbook called Veda presents two different subject matter, where divisions are accepted, where divisions are not accepted. Duality is accepted, duality is negated. So in Karma Kanda, there is Jiva Ishwara Bhedaha, acceptance of Jiva Ishwara Bhedaha. There's acceptance of Jiveshwara Bheda, acceptance of Dvaitam. Duality is real. Dvaitam is accepted. Jiveshwara Bhedaha is accepted. In the Jnana Kanda, in the Moksha Shastra, duality becomes negated. Non-duality is established. And Jiveshwara Bhedaha is negated. Abhedaha is established. Proven. Okay. But who is this Purvapakshi? This Purvapakshi feels very bad to say that only Jnanakandam is the Jnanakandaha, Veda Antabhagaha, the end portion of the Veda consisting of Upanishads alone serve as means of attainment of Jnana, and Jnanam itself is enough for Mokshaha. Jnanam eva paryaptam, which we heard, we saw in the Bhashyam. Jnanam itself is Mokshaha. Jnanam eva Mokshaha. Jnanam and Moksha, Atma Jnanam, the knowledge of absolute reality and Moksha are identical. Jnanam is enough for Moksha. So all the karmas are required only to prepare one's mind for the attainment of Jnana. And the, all actions, the mundane activities and Vedic rituals, the religious activities, all of them must be performed with certain attitude in conformity with Dharma, okay? Having one's focus on mental preparation, then it becomes a yoga. It's a preparatory discipline. So all rituals are prescribed, meditations are prescribed only for preparing oneself as a preparatory disciplines. There, Shastram accepts our perception. But this Purvapakshi wants to say, entire Veda Shastram is the Pramana Grantaha. Entire Veda Shastram says only the truth. So whatever is said by the Veda Shastram is real, absolutely real. But we say, what Vedantins say? What is revealed and taught by the Pura Bhagaha, Karma Upasana Kandas, is relatively real. What is revealed by the Jnana Kanda is absolutely real. But according to this Purvapakshi, the entire teaching of Veda Shastram is absolutely real. So the teaching of Veda Pura Bhagaha is also absolutely real. The teaching of Veda Antabhaga is also absolutely real. There's no such a thing called unreal or relatively real at all. Everything is real. The whole Veda Shastram is Pramana Grantaha. Entire teaching is real. So what? Dvaitam is real. Bhedaha is also real. What is revealed, what is taught by the Purabhaga of the Veda, the first part of the Veda, in Karma Upasana Kandas, what is accepted and what is accepted is real. Duality is real. Jiva Ishwara Bhedaha is real. Jiva Ishwara Bhedaha is real. Dvaitam is real. Multiplicity is real. Plurality is real. Ishwara's Karapala Dhata is real. Jiva is Bhokta is real. Karta is real. Whatever is discussed in the Karma Kanda is equally real. Why? Veda teaches. Veda prescribes karma. So he is a Vaidika. And what about, what is that antabhaga? Of course, what is that antabhaga is also real. Advaitam is real. Non-doership is real. Non-anjarship is real. Jiva Ishara Abhedaha is also real. Bhedaha is real. Abhedaha is also equally real. Dvaitam is real. Advaitam also is real. What difference between this Purupakshi and other Purupakshi? Purvimamsakaha does not come to Upanishads at all. He says you do not require jnanam at all for moksha. Your karma itself is enough. You know, we saw how in Taittiriya Upanishad. He presents a plan of action. Do this karma, don't do this karma. Avoid akmasha punya papam, you can escape. So, simply by planning our actions, simply performing what is to be done, avoid akmasha punya papam, you can attain moksha. You don't need jnanam at all for moksha. That is Purvimamsakaha. But he is a Vedanti. He says, you need advaita jnanam for moksha. But mere advaita jnanam is not enough for moksha. You must also perform rituals, perform karma. How long? Until the last breath. As long as a person lives, he should not give up, one should not give up one's nitya naimittika karmani. Okay, one should strictly follow the instructions in terms of, with reference to the performance of actions. One must not give up. One must be performing one's actions throughout. So along with the performance of nityamittika karmani throughout one's life, one must also attain jnanam to attain moksha. If a person only performs rituals, only practices meditations, he can attain only swarga. If he performs rituals, practices meditations, he also attains jnanam, he can attain moksha. Mere jnanam is not enough. Mere jnanam, moksha cannot be attained as a result of mere jnanam. Okay, so how to differentiate this Vedanti? He is also Vedanti. He is also Advaiti also. So he is not mere Advaiti. He is a Dvaita Advaiti. Dvaitam is real, Advaitam is also real. Therefore, his argument is called Dvaita Advaita Vadaha. Dvaita Advaita Vadaha. He accepts difference as well as non-difference. Therefore, his vada is called what? Bheda Abheda Vadaha. Bheda Abheda Vadaha. Bhedaha is real, Abhedaha also real, is real. Bheda Abheda Vadaha. Dvaita Dvaita Vadaha. And the person who is of this view, Bheda 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 Vadaha is real. Bhedaha is real, Abhedaha is also real. So it's Bheda Bheda Vadaha. Dvaitam is real, Advaitam also is real. So Dvaita Advaita Vadaha. And who is this person who is of this view? He is called Ekaseshi. Nakarantaha Pullingaha Ekaseshin Shabdaha. Ekaseshin Shabdaha. Ekaseshin, Ekaseshi singular. Ekaseshinau dual. Ekaseshinaha. Ekaseshinaha Vedantinaha. Ekaseshinaha Vedantinaha. Or Vaidikaha. Ekaseshinaha Vedantinaha. Or of the different view from Advaita Vedantinaha. Why? This Ekaseshinaha Vedantinaha also Advaitinaha. They also accept Advaitam is absolutely real. Dvaitam also is absolutely real. Why? How can you say how both can be real? Both cannot be real. No, because both are revealed by Veda Shastram. See, what is interesting, boys, you will see how Shankar Bhagavatpada is going to refute him. So, Dvaitam, Dvaita Dvaita Vadaha, Bheda Bheda Vadaha, of Ekaseshinaha Vedantinaha, Ekaseshinaha Vedantinaha, Ekaseshi Vedanti. Their view has to be refuted. And we'll make them understand that how Dvaitam is not taught by Vedashastram. Dvaitam is simply reminded there. Only because Dvaitam is not unknown to us. Dvaitam is already known to us. Therefore, Dvaitam, which is accepted by the Vedashastram, is relatively real. Bedaha, Jiva Ishvara Bedaha, is relatively real. But the same Vedashastram finally teaches us, when you become ready for understanding assimilation, the same Vedashastram at the end teaches Advaitam. Non-duality is absolutely real. And Abhedaha is, Jiva Ishvara Abhedaha is absolutely real. But the problem is, this Ekaseshi or Ekaseshinaha Vedantinaha accept this Dvaita Advaita Vadaha, Bheda Bheda Vadaha, Bheda Bheda Vadinaha, Dvaita Advaita Vadinaha are known as Ekaseshinaha Vedantinaha. Because for them, entire Veda is real. Whatever Veda says is real. So they say, as soon as Shankara Bhagavatpada concluded his statement, Sarva Karma Sanyasa Purvakat Jnana Nishtaha Jnana Nishtat Anyataha Na Nivrittihi Samsarasya. There is no way of resolving samsara other than this Atmajnana Nishta. He said, immediately they say, what do you say? What is Sarva Karma Sanyasa Purvakam? No. How can you say Sarva Karma Sanyasa? No. The sannyasa word they don't like. Karma sannyasa, no way of renouncing karmas. Karma sannyasa, no. Not acceptable for them. Why? All nitya naimittika karmas prescribed by the shastram, enjoined by the shastram, must be strictly followed. Along with that, Advaita jnanam also must be attained. Then moksha is possible. How long should they be performing? As long as you live. Yavajjivam agnihotram juhyat. Yavajjivam juhyat. Yavajjivam jivam karma kuryat. Yavat manushyaha jivati tavat paryantam karma kuryat. A person should perform his duties, his rituals until his last breath. If he cannot do, he is sick, he is bedridden, that's a different thing. Then exception. Otherwise, as long as possible, one must do. Which you start after Upanayanam, it should continue until the death. No way of giving up karma. Because Veda Shastram says, you say, no, Veda Vakyamana. For them, Veda Vakyam. Veda says, you should listen. When you listen to them, when you listen to this, how they argue, you know, we'll make it convinced. But we have to understand. So Shankara Bhagavatpada is going to help us understand where they're slightly wrong. Okay? Very interesting teaching. Okay, what do they read? Let us read the Bhashyam. What do they say? Purapakshinaha vicharaha. Enquiry of this person of different view who comes with an objection, the objector. Tatra kechidahuhu. Tatra means where? When Shankara Bhagavatpada said, Sarva karma sanyasa purvakat jnana nishtad anyataha na mokshaha na samsarasya na nivrittihi. One must pursue with a total commitment the jnanam. One must have jnana nishta, for which the Pallaya Jnana must be to the exclusion of everything else, all the karmas. Okay, tatra, when Shankaracharya said that, kechid ahuho, not all, some people came objecting his view. And who are the people? Ekadeshinaha Vedantinaha Dvaita Dvaitavadinaha. Bheda Bheda Vadinaha Ahuhu. Kechid is equal to Dvaita Dvaita Vadinaha. Bheda Bheda Vadinaha. Ekaseshinaha Vedantinaha. Ekaseshi Vedantinaha is the meaning of the word Kechid. Kechid Ahuhu. Sarva Karma Sanyasa Purvakat. He repeats Shankara Bhagavatpada's statement. Purapakshi repeats Advaitin statement. Sarva karma sanyasa purvakad atma jnana nishtha matradeva kevalat kaivalyam na prapyate. The Shankaracharya says that na remove Advaitin's okay, statement. If you add na, it is Purapakshi's statement. The na is the, makes a big difference. Na prapyate. What Advaitin's view? Sarva karma sanyasa purvakat atma jnana nishtha matra deva kevalat kaivalyam prapyate. Purapakshi statement, sarva karma sanyasa purvakat jnana nishtha atma jnana nishtha matra deva kevalat kaivalyam na prapyate. Haman, kaivalyam means oneness. Kevalasya bhavaha kaivalyam. Let me explain the sentence first. Kevalam is an adverb, only. Kaivalyam, oneness. Kevalasya bhavaha kaivalyam. Kaivalyam na prapyate yeva. That yeva comes emphatic. He presents statement emphatically. Kaivalyam na prapyate yeva. So, oneness is equal to mokshaha. Kaivalyam means oneness. Oneness implies mokshaha. Kaivalyam na prapyate eva means mokshaha na prapyate eva. Mokshaha is not at all attained. How? Kevalat atmajnana nishtha matrat. Only from jnanam. Only as a result of jnanam. Kevalat means merely. As a result of jnanam, atmajnanishta matra deva kevalat kaivalyam na prapyate. And to the exclusion of all other karmas, no. Why? Kim tarhi? Then how? Kim means katam tarhi. Then how is moksha attained? We have to put a question. If jnana teva kaivalyam, Shankaracharya explained the whole thing, what is karma for and how karma should be performed. Anushtiyamanaha karma, what is it for? Chitta shuddhyartham, we saw that. We understood the whole thing. Shankaracharya explained very beautifully why Vedashastram prescribes karma, why it should be performed, how it should be performed, and what is the purpose of performing karma? Everything he explained. But now, but moksha is only in jnanam. Because ajnanam is samsarasya karanam. The cause of samsara is ajnanam. Therefore, what you need is only jnanam to resolve the ajnanam. If ajnanam is resolved, there's moksha, which is not attainable, which is already there. Therefore, what is only jnanam for moksha? But he says, no, mere knowledge is not, moksha is not attained as a result of mere knowledge. Then how is he attained? Kim tarhi, kim, means katam tarhi. If knowledge, moksha is not attained only as a result of jnanam, then how moksha is attained? He gives answer. See his view. Agnihotradi shrauta smartha karma sahitad jnanat. See, jnanat kaivalya prapti attains. Agnihotradi shrauta smartha karma sahitad jnanat kaivalya prapti. Iti sarvasu gitasu nischitaha arthaha. He also is going to quote Bhagavad Gita verses. He is also going to quote some Upanishad mantras. He holds only to Veda Shastra only. But he doesn't use reasoning much. Okay. So sarvasu gitasu nischitaha arthaha means in all over in Bhagavad Gita, in many verses, this has been firmly said. Nischitaha arthaha. What has been firmly said? Please understand the second sentence. After the kim tarhi question, that statement is the view of dvaita dvaita beda beda vadi. Ekaseshi with Vedanti's view. He says, agnihotradi shrauta smartha karma sahitat jnanat kaivalya praptihi. Kaivalya praptihi means attainment of oneness of the reality. Attainment of the knowledge of the oneness of reality is attainment of moksha. Attainment of the knowledge of oneness of the reality is attainment of moksha. Kaivalya praptihi jnanat. Definitely moksha prapti. Attainment of moksha is only as a result of jnanam. That he accepts. But not mere jnanam, not kevala jnanat, not kevalat jnanat, sahitat. Jnanam along with the performance of rituals. Karma, which karma? All shrauta karmas, smartha karmas. The rituals prescribed in the Veda Shastram are shrauta karmas. And the certain disciplines prescribed in the Smriti, by the Smriti, based on Shruti's teaching. See, whatever Smriti prescribes, also in keeping with Shruti's instructions only. There were smartha karmas, means Smriti determined rituals. And shrauta karmas, Shruti determined. Anything pertaining to Shruti is shrauta. Smriti is smartha. That's why smartha brahmana we say, and shautihal we say, means the one who is involved in shruti karma, the shruti prescribed rituals is called shauti. Shauti. Okay. Shrauta smartha karma sahitat jnanat kaivalya praptihi. Attainment of moksha is only as a result of jnanam along with the performance of rituals and duty disciplines prescribed, enjoined by Shruti and Smriti, such as Agnihotram, etc. Agnihotradi. Agnihotradi shrauta smartha karma sahitat jnanat kaivalya praptihi. Okay, he says, Agnihotram, one should perform. Is Nitya Karma. Agnihotram is the tiniest ritual, smallest ritual, the whole of Karma Kanda. The smallest of the rituals is, easiest rituals is, not easy, smallest is Agnihotram. I should say easy, nowadays everything is difficult. maintaining those anushtana achara is very difficult. So Agnihotram is the smallest ritual. That is Nitya Puja. Like our Nitya Puja, that should be is a Nitya Karma. Agnihotra Adi means except there's so many things which should be performed. And in Mundaka Upanishad, we understood if Agnihotram ritual must be performed regularly, Nitya Karma, every day, daily, regularly, promptly, one must perform Agnihotra Karma. And if Agnihotram Karma has to be performed properly, means it must be effective. It has to be effective, there may be many other rituals also must be followed. Agrayanam, that is Chandramasam. So many rituals are there. There's a mantra present in the list of rituals which should be performed. Which should be performed once in a month, once in a fortnight, once in a year. There's so many other rituals. All these must be performed in order to make Agnihotram effective. Therefore, Agnihotradi Shautasmartha Karmani should be performed. How long? Yavat Jivam. That's not mentioned here. We're going to see later on. So Yavan Kalaha Manishyaha Jivati Tavan Tavantam Kalam Manishyaha Agnihotradi Shautasmartha Karmani Kuriya. That is his rule. So Agnihotradi Shauta Smartha Karma Sahitat Jnana Deva Kaivalya Praptihi. And he says, I am not saying this. He says what? Gitasu Nischitaha. Sarvasu Gitasu Nischitaha means it has been firmly, clearly revealed in all many verses of Bhagavad Gita. This fact. He says that it's his view. So Shankara Bhagavatpada has to explain now what is said in Bhagavad Gita, what exactly it means, how the meaning should be taken. Actually, he has to explain. This is his view. Okay. I'm sorry, we'll stop today because once you start something next, it will go ahead. As I told you, I have some work to do today. So I'm going to stop this program here. If I take up, it will go on and on and on. And tomorrow morning, definitely we have a nice class. We'll discuss it. Okay. And he's going to quote from Upanishads and all that. Very nice. We'll see that. By way of seeing this Bhashyam, we will see what? We'll also learn so many mantras and Gita verse already in the introduction itself. So, karma sahitat jnanat. That sahita is very important. Karma sahitat jnanat advaita vastu jnanat kaivalyam prapyate. What do we say? Advaita vastu jnanameva alam mokshaya. Jnanameva alam mokshaya. But what does Ekaseshi Vedanti say? Advaita vastu jnanam. But karma sahitat. Agnihotradi shauta smartha karma sahitat jnanateva kaivalya praptihi. So your kaivalyam means moksha, moksha praptihi. And moksha is our choiceless end. That moksha has to be attained means, and we do not even say attained. Isn't it? It has to be discovered. It's already there. We have to take ownership of that moksha, which is already there as one's own swarupam. That is why taking ownership of the freedom, the happiness is already there is possible only if we know. Not knowing is the problem here. You need only jnanam. But he says that jnanam is important. Jnanam is also real. Because Vedanta teaches. Karma also is real. Dvaitam is also real. Should be performed. Okay. If a person does not attain jnanam, only performs karma. Agnihotradi shautasmartha karmani eva yadi karoti. He performs. What will happen? According to him, he'll go to moksha. He'll go to heaven, swarga. Swarga praptihi. According to the Ekaseshi Vedanti, Agnihotradi Shrauta Smartha Karma, mere paramansa of karma, will help one attain only heaven, which is temporary. If he performs rituals along with jnanam, attainment of jnanam, he'll attain mokshaha. But mere knowledge will not help him attain moksha. Understand? So, yekaseshinaha advaita vedantinaha. Dvaita advaita vadinaha. Beda bheda vadinaha. Have this view. Okay. So, Shankaracharya has to establish. And for which, first of all, beautifully heals, we have to understand what are all where they see differently. We will see that tomorrow. It's all right. Okay. And we have to see, clearly see, all that we need is jnanam only for mokshaha. We have only jnanam for mokshaha, not anything else. But for the jnanam, we have, our mind has to become prepared. And for that shuddhihi and naischalyam, we need to perform karma. The proper attitude in conformity with dharma. That Shankar is going to establish later on. I'll see it tomorrow. Om Purnamadav Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.